word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Well, here we are in November. This is the first Sunday in November, and here in America, we're dealing with the time change, and I hope you're getting all right then. You got up on time, and you got all that worked out. It seems to me that for me, anyway, it gets harder and harder every year. I'm glad you're with us today, and I hope our program will be a blessing to you as we consider His Word. We're going to be in Colossians chapter 1. We've been talking about how to pray for people. And someone comes up and they say to you, pray for me. And that's all they say. Well, how do you pray? What do you go and ask God for? The Bible tells us that when we pray that we ought to come and make our request known unto God. When somebody says, pray for me, you know, they're asking you to remember them and perhaps bring them to the Lord. But what do you ask? Now, certainly if you think that they're not saved, you pray for their salvation. But then what? How do you pray for someone? You know, you can't just go to the Lord and say, Lord, I pray for Cindy. Well, pray about what? It's like walking up to someone and saying, I have a question. And then you never tell them what the question is. But you go and say, could you do me a favor? And then you never tell them what the favor is. Sometimes that's what it's like when we just go and say, Lord, I pray for my friend. You need to tell God what you're praying about and what you're asking Him for. Let me read the verse again from Philippians 4. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. When we pray, we ought to go and make very specific requests. And tell God what we want from Him. Maybe you just need to come and tell God some things that you're going through and lay them at His feet. But when we pray for someone, when they ask, pray for me, how do you pray? And here in Colossians, I believe Paul told us how he prayed for this little church. And it gives us kind of a guideline of how we can pray for people when they ask. Now, one of the things I think is important is to write it down. When somebody says, pray for me, you can ask them and say, well, what would you like me to pray for? I've gotten in the habit of doing that. When they come and say, pray for me, I said, well, what do you want me to pray about? And usually, most of the time, they have something specific that they want you to remember. Sometimes they may not want to tell you, and they say, well, you know, I can't tell you, but just pray for me. And you can just pray that God would deal with that issue in their heart and intercede for them. But then Paul gives us here some very specific things that we can pray for. When you write them down, a great way to do it is in our little prayer journal. We've been giving away a prayer journal. They're free. You just simply write to us. We've been giving away a lot of these, and we have a bunch more. We'd like to give them, send them to you. We've been talking about this for a long time, and I'll tell you, this offer is not going to last forever. I think we're going to be closing it down around the end of the year, as long as supply lasts. But you can write to us in several ways. You can go to our website at considerhisword.org. Click on the link that says contact us and write to us from there. Give us an address, your name and address, and Tell us where you're hearing the program. We'd like to know that. And I'll acknowledge your note, and we'll get it into the mail as quick as we can. You can email me directly. That's probably the easiest way. Just write to me at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. And I promise I'm not going to send you a bunch of garbage. I'm not going to fill your inbox with things that you don't care anything about. I'll acknowledge your note, and again, we'll get this out to you as quick as we can. Interestingly, most of our requests actually come through the mail. And so you can write to us at Consider His Word Radio, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you and getting this prayer journal in your hand. So what do you do? Somebody comes and says, pray for me. Paul prayed for this little church. He told them, he said, I pray for you. He said, I do not cease to pray for you. And then he told them the things that he was praying for. Let's read it. It's in Colossians 1. Beginning in verse 9, he said, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord and all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us unto the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. I think there's four things here that Paul desired of him. And you could use this when somebody says, pray for me, use this as your request for them. First of all, he said, I pray that you'd have knowledge of the will of God. He said it this way, that you'd be filled with the knowledge of his will and all spiritual understanding. The second thing he said was that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in all good works. So pray that they would be pleasing to the Lord, and they would find God's will, that they would walk worthy, pleasing the Lord. And now we come to the third thing for today, and that is that they would be strengthened, in verse 11, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness. He wanted to pray, and he prayed for them that they would be strong. He said, strengthened with all might. This would be with the power of God, that the power of God would be real in their life and that the power of God would strengthen them. Paul knew about this, and Paul knew that God had strengthened him. He said in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And Paul knew the strength of God in his own life and saw God work in his own life and supplying the strength when he needed. In those times when Paul felt like he couldn't go anymore, he would ask for God's strength. When he was in persecution, when he was beaten, when he was stoned, when he was tired, he would look for God's strength and be strengthened in the power of God. He said to the Ephesians, he said, finally, brethren, be strengthened with the power of God, be strengthened by the power of God of his might. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. When we talk about strength, we're not talking about your own strength. I'll tell you, there are times that even in doing God's work, remember the Bible says, be not weary in well-doing. And sometimes we need that little bit more of strength to just keep on keeping on and keep on serving the Lord. I believe Paul prayed for them that they would be strengthened, that they would be strengthened in their faith, and that their faith would go strong. Now, I want to remind you about this. You know how you get strong? By exercise. You get strong in your faith by exercising your faith. And I believe he wanted them to be strong in their faith, that they would trust the Lord and believe him. You know, they were going through some hard times. They were coming under some persecution, and that they would be strong in their faith, but also strong in their stand for the Lord. And that God would give them that. And that's why Paul wrote to the Ephesians, telling them to be strong in the power of God, and went on to tell them how to put on the armor of God, to stand in the power of God, standing strong. Paul told the Romans, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation unto them that believe. And God will give you the strength you need, and sometimes he won't give you any more. He'll give you just the strength you need for that moment or for that day. And that they would be strong, I think, in the Word of God. As they studied the Word of God and grew in the Word of God, that they would go stronger and stronger in the Word of God. This would be strength now in his power. And there were a couple of things that he mentioned to them specifically that they would need strength for. He said, verse 11, let's read again, strengthening with all might according to his glorious power. First of all, he said unto all patience. Now, you need to understand here, when he said to be strong unto all patience, does not mean by waiting. You know, we usually think of when we want somebody, we wait to wait. We say, be patient, be patient. And sometimes God wants us to be patient. Sometimes when we pray, we've got to wait on God's timing. But here, the Greek word that he used here was for endurance, that they would be strong in endurance, in patience, that they would endure, and that they would just keep on and keep going. In high school, I would run cross country. And there was a point that you just had to make up your mind. You were going to endure. You were just going, when that pain came to your side and your legs began to get weak, you just decided you were going to endure. And Paul's prayer for them is that they would be strengthened for this kind of endurance. But he also said that it would be strong in their long-suffering. Now, long-suffering means exactly that. They would endure in their suffering. Now, while it would come, and it might come from persecution or from somewhere else, you may be suffering now for some reason. And my prayer for you is that God would just strengthen you through that. And he will. He will get you through and strengthen you through that long suffering. Now, I want you to notice that he also said that we endure and that we suffer with joyfulness. Now, how can we be joyful and endure in long suffering and in that endurance? You know what? It comes from experiencing and knowing the power of God in your life and the strength that God gives you to keep on going. And I know sometimes it seems like you can't go one more day, but he'll give you the power that you need. And our prayer for you is that God would strengthen you in patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.